Chapter 8 Tantric Ritual. The next session was led by the tutor of the Circle of Kailash Priests. She entered with majesty and tranquility, dressed in a red chitin, with a crown on her head, and walked to the center of the hall. Her face glowed with kindness and grace. She addressed everyone present.
Namaste, dear brothers and sisters. Before we begin our communion, let us sing the hymn of the Circle of Kailash Priests to connect with the divine power. May it transform us and assist us on our path of perfection. The disciples in the hall directed their hearts to God. Our being consists of 7 chakras, each of which is connected to its level of existence, from which it draws energy. Now, let us sing a hymn that will help us open all these 7 chakras, cleanse them, and connect with the great energy of the cosmos. The tutor took a guitar in her hands and continued, "Mentally attune yourself to the great divine power, to the grace, power, and knowledge it sends us. Feel all your chakras. When singing each line of this hymn, concentrate successively in each of the chakras, from bottom to top. The end of each line corresponds to its chakra in the original language. While chanting each mantra, emanate energy from each corresponding chakra and spread it to the whole world. Feel how in response to your sending love, goodness, and happiness, a reciprocal wave of vibrations comes from the surrounding space, from the entire cosmos. It fills each of your chakras with new, more elevated and spiritual energy. Sing this hymn 3 times, and 3 times 7, renew your state, giving energy to the world and receiving it from it. So, let's begin, dear brothers and sisters." The tutor of the Circle of Kailash Priests played the first chords on the guitar, and then sang with a strong and soaring voice, and together with her, all the disciples sang. "May there be success in all deeds. May there be joy to all entities. May there be good to all the worlds. May there be happiness to all animals. May there be peace to all of us. The greatness of peace gives soham. Namaste. Harihara. Om Ram." During the first singing, people attuned themselves to the majestic atmosphere of the session and disconnected from worldly emanations. During the second singing, everyone connected to the divine source, which was the egregore of the Circle of Kailash Priests. During the third singing, the faces of all present transformed, illuminated with inner light and harmony. When the last chords fell silent, everyone rejoiced with great joy, and the sacred service began. The tutor addressed all the present disciples. "Sit down, dear brothers and sisters. Today, our conversation is dedicated to the topic of Kundalini Tantra. Our session is not just a lecture, but a complete meditation. In the East, in Tibet, it is customary to meditate in any situation, even when you are drinking tea. So, let's start our session with a tea ceremony."
The attendees were pleasantly surprised. Immediately, elegantly dressed geisha girls began serving tea and Eastern sweets. In the center of the hall, a large samovar was placed, from which tea was poured. The disciples sat silently, waiting for the signal to begin the meal.
Taste these offerings with grace in your hearts,
said the mentor,
and be conscious in each of your actions. Feel the aroma of tea, the taste of the offerings. Listen to all the sounds of water running from the samovar, and the sound of my voice. Look around with the eyes of a child exploring the world for the first time. Melt into everything that surrounds you. Be conscious. Do not give preference to any of the impressions. Be a witness, a contemplator of everything that is happening. Listening to the instructions, everyone began the tea ceremony. The topic of our conversation, as I mentioned, is Kundalini Tantra. One of the fundamental practices in Tantra is working with the ideal. Today, we will talk about it. One of the most mysterious tantric practices is finding your ideal. Each person in their life has experienced the aspiration for something higher, brighter, has felt the state of first love, dreams of a hero, and so on. Often, an ordinary person identifies the ideal with someone who is far from meeting any expectations, leading to disappointment. Some people, driven by the presence of an ideal within themselves, begin to express it in their creativity, creating the image of their ideal in poetry, paintings, music. Others find their ideal in religion, identifying it with God or a messiah. In reality, the ideal is a parallel being from the subtle world. Every person has their double, not to be confused with the etheric double, which is our etheric body, located on the astral level. This being of the opposite gender is our guardian angel. Different nations have myths and legends about this being, giving it different names. We call it Onome. Contact with it usually occurs during adolescence, more precisely when the level of sexual energy, Shakti, increases and is not realized through orgasm. That's why many talented people, seeking inspiration, observed celibacy. Also, many religious mystics practiced chastity, providing a thread to this contact. In many religions, virgins were glorified, as the absence of sexual contacts allowed them to have a contact with higher powers. During asceticism, conducted not only formally but internally, a person's subtle body becomes denser, more elastic, gaining special strength and sensitivity, and the ability to interact with the subtle world. Restoring conscious connection with one's onome gives a person self-sufficiency, a sense of completeness. Finally, they find what they may have been seeking all of their life. Onome can be a reliable friend and helper on the path of self-improvement. Being in the subtle world, onome can provide you with information about the past and future of different people, reveal your psychic abilities, guide the path of self-development, and much more. To establish contact with onome, you need to, while being in a favorable place, perform the practice of non-action and aesthetic contemplation. Then recall the romantic state of your youth, first love, moments in life when you felt inspired, dreamt, and aspired to an ideal. Remember these experiences, possibly obscured by life, and remove all the social sensations, leaving only the pure experience. Tune in to all the best bright, kind, and sacred aspects of your life. Then feel the contact with Onome. Sense its presence. Your ideal is once again beside you. You have established contact with it. You can say something to your ideal or silently experience its presence, because everything between you is understood even without words. Perhaps you will be able to see Onome or even hear its voice. Feel its touch. Ask Onome for its name. Try to better feel and see it. For a start, that would be enough. You can ask Onome to appear to you in a dream for more intensive learning. But perhaps you can enter ecstasy and go into the astral world in your subtle body, traveling together with your new friend. You have nothing to fear. Onome will always help you. After this meeting, express your feelings in poetry, painting, music, or any other way. Creativity in such a state is special. It serves as a conductor for the higher vibrations of the cosmos, an expression of your individuality, rather than a mechanically forced imitation of social influence or standards. Such a work of art will become the key to connecting with the ideal. The genius within you will be revealed. If not immediately, then gradually, you will be able to create, having direct contact with the ideal, and imbue your creativity with inner content. That is, perform a magical work capable of healing, connecting people to the flow of your knowledge, awakening occult powers, and so on. For example, one student in such a state draws individual yantras that reveal a person's talent and their leading chakras. Another student writes individual music in this state, connecting the person for whom it is written to the cosmic streams of the planet and constellations that influence the formation of their individuality at the moment of birth. A person hears the music of the spheres and translates it into earthly sounds. Such music has a beneficial effect on people. It heals them, protects them from adversity, reveals their abilities. This student had never played anything before. His Onome revealed this talent to him, and God initiated him into the secrets of spiritual music, providing a deep understanding of what he had already learned to see. Next time during the contact with Onome, try to connect with it on all chakras. To do this, send a beam of each chakra to the corresponding chakra of your Onome, energetically linking your beings into one whole. The embodiment of the ideal is an ancient tantric practice. It is best conveyed by the story of Galatea and Pygmalion. Pygmalion was a virgin, an ascetic, a priest of the cult of Aphrodite. He carved a statue reflecting his ideal, Galatea. Touched by his love, Aphrodite brought the statue to life. Onome exists only in higher bodies. To embody it, it is necessary to carve an etheric body for it from elements of subtle etheric energy. Collect subtle energy and make a phantom body for Onome from it, and then perform its materialization. If it is successful, Onome will acquire a physical or etheric body in which it can be closer to you, manifesting on coarser levels. Of course, such work is only within the reach of an advanced adept of the school, but everyone can carry it out to some extent. Another, no less complicated way of embodiment is to create an ideal from your life partner. It is important in this case that you are like-minded. Then, having found your ideal, you can establish contact with the ideal of your partner and, entering a state of non-action, embody it in yourself. The same must be done by your partner. Then you will be able to incarnate the ideals for each other. The ideal constantly transforms you even externally, but most importantly, it creates a state of unity and merging with each other that was impossible before. Since ancient times, there has been a legend that humans were initially whole, androgynous beings, equal in greatness to the gods. However, due to their lack of higher consciousness and the dangerous nature of their power, the gods divided them into two halves, male and female, man and onome. Since then, instead of aspiring to divine unity, the halves have sought each other. Thus, throughout their lives, people search but remain unhappy. Yet, if they manage to find each other and unite, they will rediscover their divine wholeness. Such a union can occur between two individuals who embody each other's ideals, or, in the absence of like-mindedness, through the connection with onome, materialized, at least to the etheric level. What kind of union is being referred to? Primarily, it involves the unity of subtle bodies on the energetic level, the unification of all chakras, that is, the merging of the physical, sexual, emotional, mental, and volitional aspects. When you no longer feel like separate beings, but rather the essence of a fused entity, having one body, while consisting of two parts, one energy system, one set of emotions, thoughts, and a unified will. Only at the level of primary monads do individualities not experience complete unity. Each remains an individual, preserving spiritual self-awareness. Such a merging is depicted in Tibetan Kalachakra icons, reflected in Sufi poetry, especially vivid in Ibn al-Farid's poem, in the structure of the Sri Yantra, where the red color represents the male and the blue represents the female, triangles pointing upwards denoting the male, and those pointing downwards denote the female. Female triangles are one more, indicating the predominance of the feminine principle in nature and introducing asymmetry, without which movement in this world would be inconceivable. Complete harmony implies stillness. The circle framing the triangle signifies the unity from which opposites arise, and the square with two swastikas represents the different directions of energy movement. Four elements for both man and woman. This process is reflected in the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, where Om signifies the absolute, Mani, its male aspect, Padme, the female aspect, and Hum, their creative union. Sexual energy, materialized in semen, is the highest produced by the human body. By uniting, man and woman bring forth new beings, new life, but they can also generate the miraculous embryo of their immortality, using the same energy. The miraculous embryo of immortality in Taoism, or the philosopher's stone in alchemy, is our subtle bodies, which are currently in an infantile state, not allowing the soul to fully manifest its divinity. Subtle bodies carry within them all parapsychological abilities that will enable the realization of the original knowledge, power, and bliss of our higher self, the soul. Throughout their lives, humans recklessly expend their energy, especially sexual energy, even if not spent during sexual intercourse. It is often realized through dreams, meaningless activities, anger, jealousy, and other negative emotions. Often, this energy is released through orgasm in dreams or through nocturnal emissions. All these ways of expelling valuable energy indicate a weakness in the nervous system or an imbalance of energy in the body. For instance, a person consumes more calories with food than they spend in physical activity, or they receive more information, impressions, than they can experience and comprehend. Therefore, the initial step of asceticism is absolutely necessary in preparing for Tantra. The practice of asanas, pranayama, and other cleansing yogic procedures is essential. Here, the secret tantric exercises, mudras, necessary in the initial stage of development, are revealed to you. A person is structured in such a way that all the body's energy accumulates in the Svadhisthana chakras, at the lower abdomen, the Chinese sea of energy. During meditation and other yogic practices, the energy level in this center increases significantly. With a certain critical mass of this energy, which can occur through ascetic practices, it awakens the dormant kundalini, essentially exploding all the accumulated subconscious energy, much like a nuclear bomb. This energy initially descends to the Muladhara and then begins to rise through the central channel, Mahalinga, as its path of manifestation through Ida, sentimental dreams, and Pudgala, forms of passionate activity, orgasm, anger, etc., is blocked. This energy is first felt as waves of heat moving through the body. When the superficial part of Mahalinga, called Sushumna, is activated, it begins to manifest through the energy of Tamas. In Tibet, it is called Tumo. Yogis use it for meditation in minus 40 degree weather. Steam will rise from the person, melting the snow underneath. The tantric Milarepa survived for 3 months relying on Tumo when a snow avalanche blocked the entrance to his cave. In the next stage, the energy of Rahas manifests as tremors, vibrations. It moves through the middle part of Mahalinga, Vajrini. Occult abilities are awakened in individuals, teleportation, levitation, magical capabilities, healing. In the next stage of movement, the energy of Sattva goes through Chitrini Nandi within Vajrini. Supersensory experiences open up for the individual, developing clairvoyance, clairaudience, and other telepathic properties. When Kundalini begins to rise through Brahmanandi, the central channel of Linga, the person transitions to divine consciousness, entering into ecstasy, samadhi. Kundalini Shakti's energy can also move from the top, in which case all processes occur in reverse, starting from Brahmanandi. The second path is calmer and slower, suited for those who lack strong willpower and the ability to control gross energies, i.e., for those with a philosophical disposition. The Kundalini path from the top is called Purna, or Jnana Yoga from the bottom, Kundalini or Hatha Yoga through the heart, Bhakti Yoga for emotional individuals through deep feelings of love and devotion to the Oname or the Absolute. Usually, love for Oname is the first stage of Bhakti, as it is challenging to love an incomprehensible, distant absolute, while everyone has felt emotions towards Oname. The second stage is the joint love for God with Oname. In any of the paths, asceticism as energy conservation is the first and necessary stage. Tantra combines all three paths. It is a path of sensuality. Various obstacles may arise on the Kundalini path. A misaligned spine corrected by asanas, clogged channels cleansed by pranayama, closed chakras opened through meditation. Kundalini sequentially enters each chakra, cultivating its corresponding subtle body until it fully unfolds, like a flower revealing the sun, the essence of the human being. Often, individuals halt at one of the stages, captivated by the charm of the revealed world, or enticed by the power bestowed by Shakti. This is why some people claim that Kundalini is dangerous. However, it is not Kundalini that is dangerous, but the ignorance of the individual. Devoted to the higher power and guided by it, one will not deviate from the path. All right, the tutor said. Now let's practice merging with the ideal. For this, let's move to another room. The students silently stood up and moved to another room. It was entirely empty, a woven eastern carpet with exotic ornamentation laying on the floor. On one of the walls hung a large Sri Yantra, symbolizing the structure of the world. On another wall, there were diagrams of the 7 and 15 chakras, and on the third, mystical Tibetan images and deities. In the center of the room hung a large portrait of the master. Eastern lamps adorned the walls. The tutor of the circle of Kailash priests stepped into the center, settled into a large purple chair, and addressed everyone present. Sit down, my dear ones. Assume the Vajrasana posture. Straighten your spine, lift your head, and close your eyes. Fold your hands, palm to palm, on your legs. Focus on your inner world. Detach your attention from all surface impressions. Breathe evenly and calmly, smoothly and noiselessly. Enter a deep state. Mentally attune yourself to your ideal. Feel it above you. Sense the state you had during your first love, romantic infatuation. Direct these feelings towards your ideal. Feel the responsive wave of vibrations, only more subtle and elevated. Try to hear or see what your ideal responds to you. If you've done everything correct, a moment of creativity will emerge. You may write poems, create paintings, perhaps entire literary works, music, and much more. Feel the surge of enthusiasm, joy, happiness, as in your youth. Feel that you are capable of any action. Feel elated. People's faces lifted. Many of them started to smile and laugh joyfully. Many raised their hands and began to sway gently from side to side, entering a trance state. Some cried tears of happiness at the reunion with something they had lost. Lost behind the outer hustle and everyday problems. Something that had always been with them, but they had surprisingly forgotten. And now, at this moment, they all found it. Faces transformed and rejuvenated, radiating joy, grace, delight, and ecstasy. When emotions reached their climax, each person achieved completeness and unity with their onome. For a while, they returned to a godlike state they had long forgotten. The tutor spoke. Good. And now, dear brothers and sisters, let's practice embodying the ideal. Let's stand up. Everyone stood up. Now, divide into two groups, male and female. Students gathered into two groups on different sides of the room. Good, she continued. Now, men, line up along the wall. Stand calmly and close your eyes. Women, take pendulums into your hands and, using them, choose a tantric partner for working with the embodiment of the ideal. A bowl of pendulums made of magical trans-Himalayan stones was placed in the center of the room. Each woman took one stone pendulum. Now, holding the pendulum, walk slowly, without rushing past the men, and mentally attune yourself to your ideal. At the same time, internally inquire of your ideal, which of the people present here is suitable for such tantric work. You don't need to think. Your ideal will decide for you. And when you approach the person who suits you, the pendulum will swing or make some movements. You should then take that person by the hand and lead them aside. Let's begin. Women approached each man one by one, eagerly and with anticipation, wondering if something miraculous would happen. Suddenly, one woman's pendulum swung, and she gazed with admiration at her chosen partner. He extended his hand, and they moved aside, not to disturb the others. As the women passed by the men, each found a partner and stepped aside. Gradually, everyone paired up. Now, dear brothers and sisters, the tutor proclaimed majestically. Let's proceed to the practice. Sit facing each other in the Vajrasana pose. Take each other's hands. The woman should hold the man's thumb, placing it on her palm. The man grips the woman's hand. Look into each other's eyes. Mentally imagine that you are two halves of a single whole. Feel that your partner is your double mentally sense that this person is your double, the one you've been seeking your entire life. Envision how that ideal you felt, your second half, manifests in this person. Mentally visualize how this ideal transforms and changes this person, turning them into a godlike being. This person changes right before your eyes, transforms, and becomes like the ideal itself, because the ideal is embodied in them. People started transforming, changing right before their eyes. Their faces began to glow, radiating love, joy, delight, and ecstasy. Tears of joy and happiness welled up in their eyes. People cried, laughed, rejoiced. They were happy, like in their youth. Now, imagine that you merge with your partner into a single whole. Two halves merge into one. Feel how from two parts emerges a unified whole. A God-human arises, equal to all perfected beings. Now, you are one whole.
The auras of the paired individuals merged together.
They expanded and filled with sublime light. Now, to consolidate this state, let's chant the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum.
People reverently chanted the mantra.
Good. Now, bow to each other. Mentally greet the higher essence in each other.
The tutor concluded the practice.
Everyone bowed, mentally acknowledging the deity in each other. Remember this state for your entire life, and if you are destined to part, and if ever you encounter difficulties, recall this state, and then help and support will come to you. Your ideal will be with you and will assist you. Good. Now, slowly and smoothly straighten up and come out of the meditative state.
The tutor finished.
Now, let's move on to performing the tantric complex of asanas.
She declared majestically.
In Tibet, there is a great ancient ritual of Tantra Yoga. This ritual has helped establish peace, harmony, and love between partners for many millennia. It has helped them achieve the highest yogic realization, master extraordinary abilities, and attain the state of nirvana. This is a ritual of asanas involving physical exercises of Tantra Yoga for two individuals, a man and a woman. During this ritual, they transform into deities, Shiva and Shakti, the male and female aspects of the Absolute. Tantra does not immediately involve sex. It begins with the awareness and control of one's sexual energy. It precedes sexual relations with a subtle and prolonged play, during which partners feel their subtle body's energy. This play maximally arouses erotic feelings, leading individuals to the beautiful and astonishing state of first love, to a state of meditation, trance, and ecstasy. All right, and now, dear brothers and sisters, let's proceed to perform this ritual. Let's stand up. Similarly, in pairs, stand facing each other. Close your eyes, raise your hands upward, and turn to God. O great Lord,
the disciples echoed each single phrase.
Become me, and let me become you.
The tutor continued with her guidance.
Men, while doing this, imagine and feel how you become the great Lord Shiva, the male aspect of the Absolute. Women, you become Shakti, his female aspect, fully embodying the goddess of the creative power of the cosmos.
Everyone delved into the feeling of energy of the two great principles of the cosmos. After a moment of silence, the tutor continued,
Good. And now let's move on to the practice. The first asana, stand facing each other. Place your feet shoulder-width apart. Shiva, lean towards Shakti's left leg. Shakti, lean towards Shiva's left leg. From your lotus-like feet, your hands move upward along the legs, gently caressing each other, showering the bodies with kisses and tender words. Hands go higher and higher along the graceful legs, ascending to the swan-like waist. Shiva and Shakti, awaken your energy, the energy of Kundalini. Feel its vibration in your bodies. Good. Now, lean towards the opposite leg and start ecstatic caresses again. Merge completely with the movement of energies in your bodies.
Tantric couples indulged in ecstatic pleasures, giving themselves over to shared caresses. Many immediately began to feel the ethereal energy.
Good,
the tutor said after a moment of silence.
And now, let's move on to the second asana. Sit facing each other on the floor, on your knees. Interlace your fingers in a lock. Place your forearms on the floor so that they form an equilateral triangle. Put your head in the center of this triangle, straightening up your legs, toes touching the floor, forming a 45-degree angle. Your backs touch each other. This pose symbolizes the flow of energy to divine levels. On the inhale, energy goes down from the legs to the coccyx, and from there, on the exhale, arousing Kundalini, it descends along the spine, penetrating the Sahasrara chakra. It flows to the crown lotus, feeling the tremor in your body, the tremor of the running Kundalini. Feel the merging with each other and unity on the levels of your being. Merge divine consciousness into the great symbol of the eternal striving of two principles towards each other. Good. Now, slowly and smoothly, lower your legs and bend your knees. Lay your body on your legs, stretch your hands towards each other, and connect your palms. Your heads touch each other. Feel how your energy flows through your Sahasrara chakras, forming a unified halo above your heads.
People froze in meditation. After some time, everyone moved on to the third asana.
Sit on the floor facing each other. Spread your legs as much as possible and connect your feet with each other. Gently lean forward, first Shiva and then Shakti, delicately embracing each other's lotus-like feet with your hands. While leaning forward, try to touch the floor with your head one by one, avoiding unnecessary tension. Keep your knees straight. Shiva, send your energy in the form of fiery streams on the exhale from the Swadhisthana chakra. Feel how these streams of white fire penetrate through your right leg into Shakti's left foot. On the inhale, draw in the streams of energy, passing it through your body, through Shakti's relaxed legs. Prana strives towards her yoni. From there, on the exhale, a fiery red, passionate stream penetrates into Shiva's left leg as he inhales. The fire runs through his body to his lingam. They merge into a single energy ring. Feel the movement of energy through this ring. Straighten up and lean towards your left leg, feeling the stretched surfaces of your bodies, symbolizing complete openness and freedom for any knowledge, for any energy. Then smoothly lean towards the other leg, maintaining the energy ring. Good. Slowly, without losing the meditative state, move on to the next, the fourth asana. Shiva bends his legs so that the sole of his right foot rests against his left knee, the sole of his left foot facing backward. The torso turns to the right. The body rests on both forearms, placed parallel to each other. Shakti assumes a similar pose, but facing the other way. Your souls facing backwards are connected. Gently look into each other's eyes for better sun's contact. On the exhale, Shiva sends a beam of energy from his ajna to his partner's head. On the inhale, she absorbs it, passing it through her body. She gives it through the foot that touches Shiva. He takes this prana from her and sends it back to her. Connect with each other and feel this unity of two principles, Shiva and Parvati, Shiva and Shakti. Then slowly turn around and perform the same pose in the other direction. Feel the movement of energy in the other direction. Merge with the flow. After a minute, the tutor said, slowly, without losing the meditative state, move on to the next, fifth asana. The students began to smoothly transition to the fifth exercise. Shiva lies on his left side, the tutor continues. The left arm is straightened and rests on the floor near the body. Place your right hand freely on your partner's left hip. Shakti. Shakti assumes a similar pose, mirroring her beloved in the asana. Place your bodies close to each other. Shakti and Shiva gaze tenderly at each other with mutual adoration. Tilt your head like two lilies. Feel the pleasant state of ecstasy enveloping your entire being. Energy travels encircling the eyes, along faces and hands, through the spine, then along the legs, sometimes in one direction, sometimes in the other. merge your breath together. Shiva's inhale merges with Shakti's exhale. Shakti's inhale receiving Shiva's exhaled energy. Like two beautiful butterflies, merge with each other in the union of love. Exchange energy, then perform this pose in the other direction. Slowly, smoothly, without losing the meditative state, move on to the next asana. Sixth asana. Divine Shiva sits in the lotus position. Shakti sits on his legs, intertwining her feet behind his back. Then Shiva and Shakti lean back, supporting themselves with their hands and head, feeling how energy flows in smooth and passionate streams to the area of the Swadhisthana energy sea. They feel the accumulated smooth energy inside their bodies. It envelops and captivates them. Smooth streams flow through all channels. Their breathing becomes deep and passionate. It becomes strong and rhythmic. In its depth, it reaches the lower abdomen. It becomes deep and penetrates into the very depths of their beings. They merge in mutual ecstasy, in mutual unity of two principles, two deities, two unique individualities, unified and manifested aspects of God. Merge your bodies at the Swadhisthana chakra level. Inhale, draw energy to your head and exhale, giving it to your partner's head. Feel yourself as one being, one common body. Fiery streams of energy flow through your bodies. Feel that your body becomes one organism with two consciousness. Slowly and smoothly, lift your bodies, assuming a new seventh asana. Shiva and Shakti straighten their backs in the same position and unite in a loving embrace. They gently and passionately press against each other. Gaze tenderly and intently into each other's eyes. Energy rises through Shakti's body. Ecstatic bliss envelops both of them. Shiva, with his divine gaze, receives Shakti's energy. He directs this energy in the form of fiery streams along his spine. And through the lower spheres, he returns the energy to his beloved. She tenderly and gratefully accepts the energy, and again, white, smooth streams passing through her crimson body are transmitted through her lotus-like eyes to Shiva. An energy ring forms between the lovers. Shiva inhales and directs a stream of energy through his eyes into Shakti's beautiful eyes. Through the spine, energy moves in Shakti's body to Shakti's Anahata. From there, on the exhale, it goes to Shiva's divine Anahata and rises along his spine. Eighth asana. In conclusion of the ritual, Shiva and Shakti perform tantric relaxation. Shiva lies on his back, assuming the Shavasana pose. His beloved Shakti lies on top of him, belly to belly, placing her head on his chest. Your bodies are completely relaxed. Breathing is calm and steady. It merges into one in its divine nature. Each pose is held for 1 to 5 minutes, depending on the student's readiness. At the end of the ritual, they exchange their ethereal caresses. Tantra is a spiritual realization through the union of the masculine and feminine principles, through the merging of energies. Tantra teaches that a man and a woman should maintain their awareness, not only during the prelude to lovemaking, but also as they approach the ecstasy of pleasure. And then they feel the energy principle within themselves. A woman feels herself as the divine Shakti, and a man as the powerful Shiva. In Tantra, there is no question of pregnancy, because a man never finishes his sexual act with orgasm. On the contrary, as ecstasy approaches, a man, through special practices, makes the semen rise upward. Part of it enters the blood, part launches the kundalini energy. And beyond the stage of true tantra is the orgasm of the Sahasrara and merging with the universe. It is felt as an expansion of consciousness when energy enters the part where the Sahasrara is located. And like a fountain, it rises upward towards the divine. Usually, Tantra begins with a prelude. During this time, Shiva and Shakti will experience divine pleasure, and their energy fields will interact, causing erotic mergers. This Tantra has an ascetic character, because this prelude will not have physical realization. Therefore, energy will accumulate inside the body, and it can be directed towards the development of subtle bodies and the opening of higher chakras. Shiva and Shakti sit facing each other in one of the yogic poses, on their knees or in the lotus position, at a distance of 1 to 1.5 meters. Start gentle caresses with ethereal hands, which may initially be accompanied by movements of ordinary hands. Feel how through these caresses, sexual energy awakens in them, filling them. Make hand movements that may initially be accompanied by movements of physical hands. Feel how through these caresses, sexual energy awakens in you, filling your entire being. The students immersed themselves in a state of merging with energy. After some time, the tutor continued, "Make hand movements, sending energy to each other. Lower it to the Swadhisthana, and from there, raise it along the spine. Feel how divine experiences spread throughout the body. Feel how your desire increases, and at the same time, it is unfulfilled. And this fills everything with a special charm. The breath of Shiva and Shakti is passionate and deep. All life is filled with Tantra. Plants and animals are filled with Tantra. In addition to the physical body, a person has a subtle body and its energies. And for your feelings for each other to be the most subtle, sophisticated, tender, and deep, you and your partner must first caress each other with ethereal energetic hands. Feeling each other's energy fields, merging with each other's subtle bodies, experiencing refined pleasures. Subtle pulsations and vibrations will fill your body. By constantly establishing such a subtle connection, you will be able to feel and caress each other even when apart. This practice leads to the development of the subtle body, extrasensory perception, and influence. With this practice, you will master telepathy and the ability to understand each other without words, knowing each other's thoughts and hopes at a distance. Good. And now let's move on to a deeper practice of caresses with ethereal hands. At the beginning of it, bow to each other, folding your hands in a prayer gesture in front of your chest and bowing your head. Shiva begins to caress the ethereal body of his beloved, who feels his touch with her whole body. Then Shakti performs the same, caressing the body of her beloved with her ethereal hands. And he tries to feel her touches with his whole body, responding to each sensation. Dissolve in the stream of ethereal caresses. The students selflessly joined this flow of energies. After a few minutes, the tutor said, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, let's move on to the next practice, which is also done in pairs. This practice is called creating a shared reality. Through the creation of a shared reality, a shared world of imagination, you can strengthen your relationship with another person. By creating a common dream and directing all your energy and aspirations towards it, you begin to bring its realization closer. By creating a shared reality with your partner, you achieve unity of your inner worlds, and they're merging into one greater inner world, unified for both. You can dream of glory, power, wealth, and if this dream is saturated with your energy, it creates a wonderful nucleus of joint intention, a phantom that will inevitably fill what you envisioned, being in your unity. Through this practice, you will achieve such internal harmony and beauty that you cannot achieve with any other activity. Carry on this practice for the benefit of your shared love, for the benefit of your life's success and perfection. Sit on your beloved's lap and start describing some landscape, inviting him to continue this description. Then add to their picture again, and so on. For example, "Oh, my beloved, we are next to wonderful trees on which magical fruits of love grow. Slowly we walk through these trees, their branches touch our heads." And now continue this practice on your own. Here is the dialogue that took place between two students who attended this seminar. "Oh Shiva, a beautiful, fragrant wind is blowing around us. It caresses our bodies. We feel its gentle touches. Oh Shakti, birds are making noise from all sides. They cry and flutter their wings, filling the space with the joys of love. O my Lord, flowers from the trees shower us with their petals, and they caress our skin, enveloping us in a wonderful aroma. The scent of these flowers is like crystal. O beloved, how beautiful is the rustle of falling petals. We sit on beautiful green grass, silky to the touch. And I feel the closeness of our bodies. The air is filled with the aroma of love. Our ethereal bodies touch each other and vibrate, producing a subtle buzzing sound, like the strings of a beautiful instrument. Oh, my beautiful one, divine music descends upon us from the heavens. Majestic gods send us their blessing. Oh, my dear one, the thrill of love penetrates our bodies. I admire your beautiful eyes, your eyebrows, gracefully curved like waves. Oh, beloved, your eyebrows are like curved arrows. Your eyes are beautiful. They are like topaz emitting light. Oh, beloved, your eyes shoot arrows of love at me, piercing my heart like the arrows of Lord Kali. They shine like diamonds in your radiant smile, illuminating my consciousness. Oh, my beloved one, how tender are your lips. They are like rose petals, the velvet of which makes my heart tremble. My entire soul yearns for you. Oh, beautiful princess, in my dreams, your hips are like a sweet fruit, so desirable for me. Your lips are sugar. I wish to touch them, to drink nectar of bliss from them, like a bee sips it, clinging to the beautiful cup of a lotus. Oh, my Lord, the ruler of my soul, how beautiful and tender are your words. They carry love and fill my heart with joy and excitement. How beautiful are your hands. In them, there is so much strength and tenderness. They have given me so much, caressing my body. Oh, beautiful princess, I shower you with kisses. I touch your lips, your face, your pink hands, your neck. I kiss your shoulders, caress your waist. It, like wonderful nectar, fills me with a beautiful state of bliss. Oh, my beloved, my head is filled with mist, bliss. My body surrenders to the tremors of energies. Under the tender caresses you bestow upon me, my entire body awakens, ready for life and knowledge. How pleasant are the kisses, and what pleasures I receive in your beautiful embrace. Oh, beloved, caressing your body, I feel your firm breasts, and I am filled with bliss. Your voice, like a velvety sound, a string, fills my entire being with energy. I feel as if I am dissolving in you. Oh, my beloved, I immerse myself in you, like in the great ocean of bliss. Oh, my most beautiful one, how beautiful and tender are your words addressed to me. They fill my heart with excitement. My soul yearns for you. I feel how my heart, my body, and all my being dissolve in you. There is no more us. There is unity. There is one great power and energy that dissolves our bodies, our hearts, and our souls. Oh, my beloved, what a happy moment has reunited our hearts and destined our meeting. In conclusion, the tutor of the Circle of Kailash Priests gave her instructions. From now on, you will be able to create any joint reality achieving mutual understanding in any areas of life, business, the pursuit of truth, creativity, art, and others. With this, our practice of creating a shared reality is complete.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.